It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our friend Paul Hall from Common Guy Films is off today. We got a pinch hitter. Christian Toto is going to talk about this movie called Here.
Hey, Dad. I'd like you to meet Margaret.
Nice to meet you, Margaret.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Young.
Time sure does fly, doesn't it?
You know, Jane, you've probably seen the trailer for this. There's some de-aging that occurs digitally. We'll see if that works. Christian Toto from HollywoodandToto.com. How are you this afternoon?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
I'm not hearing great things about this, Christian. Maybe I've even seen a couple of your tweets. What did you think?
You won't hear much great from me either. I will say, though, that the de-aging they do here, now, I don't think every critic is on board with me here, but I thought it looked amazing. It looks like a very young Tom Hanks and Robin Wright. So I think they get that part of the story pretty well. But otherwise, this is a mess. And here's the setup. You get to follow a family throughout the decades, and it could be about marriage, and it could be about death, and it could be a sickness and job woes and things like that, all the things we, you know, that happen to all of us in life. But it's shot from a single perspective. You're literally looking at a living room set for the entire movie. And I think that's a bit of a spoiler alert, but I think you kind of should know that going into the film. It's a gimmick, and it's a terrible gimmick, and it's also a very cloying one. I think this is not a well-written film, so we have really good star power here with Hanks and Wright. Otherwise, there's not much to recommend it.
And is it's theatrical this week, theaters?
Yeah, it's from Robert Zemeckis, so he basically reteamed with the main players from Forrest Gump, which on paper sounds amazing, and Zemeckis has made some classic films, but this is a gimmick that just completely falls apart. I find it suffocating to watch.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Hey, tell me about, because I've not heard about Juror Number 2, and I know Fred said that you wanted to talk about this. Are there some strange things happening with this new Clint Eastwood movie with Warner Brothers?
Very strange, because it's opening this weekend, and you're not going to see it, and I'm not going to see it, and most people won't, because it's going to be opening in less than 50 screens across the country.
Huh.
Now, this is a Clint Eastwood-directed movie. That's always a big deal. He's 94. I mean, God bless him. He seems like he's in good health, but you certainly can't imagine him living another 20, 30 years. It's just the way life works. You know, every movie at this point could be his last project. And yet Warner Brothers, in their wisdom, said, we're going to barely release it. We're not going to have an Oscar campaign for it. We're going to devote very little publicity efforts toward this effort. There's just nothing out there. So it leads to a lot of questions. That mainly is why. Why would you bury a film like this? The film has gotten good reviews from the few people who have seen
good
it.
Good cast, too. Nicholas Holt, Toni Collette, J.K. Simmons, Kiefer Sutherland's in this movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kiefer.
I mean, nothing makes sense. And then even The Telegraph, which I don't believe is a right-leaning outlet, said, is this about politics? Is Warner Brothers trying to punish Eastwood for being right of center? But, you know, even that doesn't really hold up in that Eastwood's always been right of center, but certainly not aggressively so. And I don't think he said much of anything the last, oh my gosh, ever since he did that empty chair shtick at the RNC a few years back. So I don't know. It's just a very strange thing. But the bottom line is, it looks like a solid movie. It's from a legitimate legend of the big screen. Why can't we see it?
That's weird.
That is weird. What else you got this weekend? Anything else to recommend or to not recommend, I guess?
Yeah, there's a new movie. It's not getting a lot of attention. It's called Lost on a Mountain in Maine. And I guess you could say it's like Snakes in a Plane, where the title pretty much says it all. A 12-year-old kid. This is actually based on a true story in 1939, who gets lost. He gets separated from his pack, and he has to survive somehow. And I thought it was a very well-constructed film. Two things of note. One is, you know, being a father in the 1930s was different than being a dad today. I think dads back then were a little more stern, a little less overtly paternal. I mean, you know, it's a different brand of parenting. And I think the connection between the child and his parent in the movie is fascinating. And I also, one of the things they did, which I think was experimental, but it works, is they have little snippets throughout the movie from the real life people who were involved in this rescue operation.
Oh, and I love that.
Wow. Really, yeah, I thought that was, I didn't think it would pay off, but it really does. It makes it, it reminds you that this is a real story. So listen, it's not a great film, but it's a good film. It's strong, good performances. And I just thought, you know, for a movie that kind of comes out of nowhere, pretty good. And by the way, this is from Balboa Productions, and if the name sounds familiar, yeah, that's Stallone's outfit. So he knows an underdog story when he sees it.
Lost on a Mountain in Maine, is that a streaming or theatrical?
Theatrical.
Awesome. Is there, because I know you're on timetable, you have a couple of minutes left, is there anything right now that you'd say, this is what people have to see, streaming or otherwise?
You know, there's a new Netflix comedy series, I guess you could call it a rom-com. It's called Nobody Wants This, and it's about a rabbi who falls in love with a, what they say in the show is a shiksa, which is a non-Jewish person. It's, as Kristen Bell is playing that character with Adam Brody. I've only seen three episodes, but I found it wildly charming and very funny and sweet and smart. Yes. Looking forward
Jane,
to seeing more
it?
Of it.
I've seen two episodes.
Jane has seen it. She sees everything. My colleague Jane, is. I don't know how she has time to do this, but say the name
adorable.
Of it again.
It's adorable.
What is it?
Nobody Wants This.
Nobody Wants This. Okay.
It's adorable.
And I do like Kristen Bell. She got a little St. Louis. She was here until she was a little girl and then moved to Michigan. Christian, thank you so much for pinch hitting here this afternoon. I really appreciate it. I would love to talk some politics with you, so we might have to do that next week. We'll see what happens. Take
That's
care.
The week to do it.
All right, we'll see. I always, you know, Christian is the one that I joke about. There was, at one point in this country, there were exactly three conservative film critics. Christian Toto, Michael Medved, and me. And that was it. And now I think there's only two, because I'm not doing this anymore. But he's been doing it for a long time. He's also a member, as Paul Hall is, and I'm still kind of hanging on as a member of the Critics' Choice Association. But he's great out in Denver, so we appreciate his help here this afternoon. So, a couple of things, because he had to do another segment with another radio station. We got Frank coming up. But, Jane, let me talk about a couple of things here. I just finished Bad Monkey. And it took me a while because Becky and I were watching those together, so we were both out of time. I really enjoyed that. That's Vince Vaughn. It's on Apple TV Plus. It's a quirky,
and it grew on me.
Quirky little thriller. It does grow on you.
You need to get through one and two to really, because I wasn't sure, and like my husband was ready to give up on it, and I'm like, you know, Vince Vaughn, I think this is going to be okay, and it ended up, I enjoyed it.
You know,
I really enjoyed it.
What you said there is important, because we had sort of the same reaction. The first two, it's easing into the story. The other thing about it is, so it's got a very unusual tone, because it's a Vince Vaughn, you feel Vince Vaughn's comedy coming through it, but because it's dark.
That.
Yeah,
it's dark comedy, and we've not seen a lot of that lately.
True.
It's a genre that people are taking, you know, drama very seriously. So there's no dark. It's the, you know, what other dark comedy is there?
I think my point in that is, and I think you would like, and I think most people would, you have to get used to the tone, because it's still kind of a murder mystery.
Yeah.
And it's I don't want to tell people too much of the story.
And there's violence.
He plays a guy by the name of Andrew Yancey, who's a Miami detective who's kind of on the sidelines because he does things that aren't necessarily protocol, if you will.
Right.
But this has got a really, there's this actress by the name of Meredith Hagner. I don't even know what else she's been in. She plays Eve.
She's great.
She is fantastic. I mean, if she's not nominated for something. And then there's Michelle Monaghan, who's a little bit better known actress that plays a very unusual role here, kind of as Vince Vaughn's ex. The other thing, Jane, that I loved about this, and I had to kind of pay attention to the music in the background. The soundtrack of Bad Monkey is mostly
phenomenal.
But look, it's mostly Tom Petty songs covered by other artists. So to give you an example, I mentioned this because Nathaniel Rateliff is one of those artists, and he's from here. He was just at Chaffetz on Wednesday night. Nathaniel and his bass player, I know Joseph, are from Herman, Missouri. And I shot him a message because I'm watching the second to last episode and I'm hearing this song play in the background. I'm like, man, that is such a cool version of Don't Come Around Here No More, which we just featured from Wildflowers. You have Weezer doing Here Comes My Girl.
Yeah.
Lissy, who I like, you know, she's the one that sounds a lot like Stevie Nicks too.
Into
the Great Wide Open. So all these songs play underneath these scenes, and there's even The Losers by Fitz and the Tantrums. They're very non-traditional covers, but they work extremely well. I think they're playing on my phone right now.
I would get the soundtrack.
Yeah, it's great. You can find it.
Yeah.
You can find it on your streaming services. So I really like that. Now, I started the Aaron Hernandez thing two nights ago. I got through the first episode. I liked it quite a bit. Are you through this? It's not even complete yet.
It's not done yet. So they've been doing you can't binge. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, but I'm caught up. And, you know, some people have kind of, I've seen some of the critics who've said, you know, they didn't like it. I'm riveted by it. And, like, you know, of course they have to mash things up, but I didn't remember all of the stuff.
I don't remember a lot
of
it.
I don't remember who this is.
Okay, so he was a big star, relatively big star. He was a college star.
Went to Florida and then went to the Patriots.
Right, went to the Patriots. Okay. His brother played football as well. His father was somewhat abusive, but a very stern father. And then he passes away. This is the point that I'm in where Aaron, they're doing flashbacks right now where he's still, you know, becoming a football player in college. But it was pretty effective in the first episode, so
and
I'm looking forward to it.
And it's effective, too, because it also shows that, I mean, there's an all kinds of factors that probably came together to make Aaron end up in jail, in prison. And well,
he was a troubled guy. He was a troubled guy.
But it also shows that the football hits mattered. And
oh, really?
He was having problems with when getting hit in the head. I mean, they show it, and they did find that he had CTE after he passed.
So Dave Klein, producer Meredith, just texted me. Says, "Just wait until you get to the Bill Belichick dancing scene in his office." And that is Norbert Leo Butts, Steve's brother.
I'm sorry, but I love it. And some people are like, "Oh, they didn't like." I guess they didn't like. Some people, you know, complained about it. I think he does a great job. It's creepy. It's
really?
So good, it's creepy.
Okay.
So just wait till Belichick comes.
Does he please tell me he's got a cutout collar shirt? I mean, how authentic
are they? They didn't focus on the homeless dressing. No, they didn't, because I always call it the homeless
That's
dressing.
So easy, though.
That's so easy.
You don't even have to have like a wardrobe department. You go get a sweatshirt, you cut off the sleeves, you're done.
He studied his mannerisms.
That's great.
Norbert did?
Yes.
Oh, well, he's a great actor.
Yes.
Okay. He's when Steve was talking about this a little bit before he hit the roundtable here this afternoon, he is a big part of this new Bob Dylan movie that's coming out here.
Oh,
he
really?
Plays Dylan's mentor, which comes out closer to Christmas.
Well, he's got me now. I love him.
Hang on. We'll talk sports with Cusimano coming up next. It's a Friday edition of the Mark Reardon Show. Eric Schmidt in the next hour. We're going to talk a little politics. Aaron Moriarty from 48 Hours. Big story about my friend Chris Smith, who was shot in the head 3 years ago, the night before Thanksgiving. Tomorrow night, 48 Hours. Aaron gives us a preview, plus an audio. Audio cut of the day.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.